This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Steve Norman reporting. Huge numbers of protesters are calling for adoption of global environmental controls as world leaders take part in the UN Climate Summit in Paris. The goal of that summit is to limit average global warming to 2 degrees Celsius. VOA asked Australia National University climate change expert Ken Baldwin about the cost to accomplish the goal.
It will certainly cost money, but that will pale into insignificance compared to the cost of doing nothing about climate change. If we allow business as usual to continue, the reports such as the Stern Review all show that the economic cost of the damage due to a high degree of global warming is significantly greater than the cost involved in mitigating the effects of greater CO2 emissions.
French President François Hollande has warned of obstacles for the summit in reaching a compulsory deal in Paris, including the legality of any accord, financing for poorer countries, and monitoring of countries' pledges to limit greenhouse gas emissions. The European Union has agreed to a multi-billion-dollar deal with Turkey on migration to address the flow of migrants into Turkey and then on to EU countries. Largest group of Syrian migrants arriving in Europe this year have passed through Turkey on their way to Greece or Bulgaria. Pope Francis meeting today with members of the Muslim community in the Central African Republic, a day after calling on Muslims and Christians to support an end to their sectarian conflict. There have been 3 years of violence since the mostly Muslim rebel group Salika overthrew President Francois Bozize. Killings of Salika triggered the rise of the mainly Christian anti-Balaka militias. This is VOA News.